Yeah, I mean, I think despite the billions of dollars that we're spending government-wide on procurement, it is increasingly difficult to fill positions, and even more so at the experienced level. And it's also not just contract management, but more broadly, program management. I think there's a number of, you know, challenges that are contributing to the problem, and it's becoming a lot harder to fill these positions. So I think that is the million-dollar question. Another thing that, you know, I think is just important is they're in such high demand, but there's high turnover and agencies are facing stiff competition from the private sector. So although hiring is one solution, I think that in this tight budget environment, we also need to look at this problem from a more comprehensive end-to-end perspective to really start building a pipeline of talent and strengthening the workforce. I do think some agencies are making a lot of strides in this area, looking at things, ways to develop, ways to really engage, ways to retain, and ultimately transition and transfer knowledge when employees ultimately leave. We all hear about the, you know, pending retirement, and I think that's something that, you know, continues to happen, especially in the acquisition community. So I think what we should be doing is really placing some special emphasis on, you know, not just hiring, but how do we attract people? You know, how do we create programs that enhance visibility, that make these positions accessible to job seekers? I think we need to broaden our sources, you know, look beyond, you know, some of the typical sources, maybe even state and local government, and even forging partnerships with some business schools. And I do think there are a number of agencies that are making strides in this area as well.
Number of agencies are trying the approach of trying to professionalize the acquisition corps, make it a career track. Do you see an attraction there to build people that way?
I do. I mean, I've been working for a number of years with the Federal Acquisition Institute that's working with a lot of civilian agencies to try to increase the professional development of the acquisition workforce. And again, beyond just the hiring, I think it is placing emphasis on the development, looking at career paths and career bridges. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that have, you know, business backgrounds, financial management backgrounds within the federal government that with the right training could be very successful. So looking at those career paths within government is important. I also think just in working with the Federal Acquisition Institute, I know they're talking about, you know, things like a talent exchange program, launching something like that. I think this will allow civilian agencies to, you know, share employees that have uncommon experience so that other agencies can benefit from those broad capabilities. And I think that's one way we can do these things beyond just hiring.
You mentioned the high turnover rate in this field. What's driving that? Is it people washing out and moving on to a different career path, or is it demand driven that people are finding better offers somewhere and are able to move to a better position, and that's how they're choosing to kind of climb the career ladder?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bit of all of that. it's like I said, it's a high demand. There's, you know, private sector opportunities, but even just within agencies. So you see a lot of, you know, agencies losing talent to other agencies. So that's why I think it's important that we start to build these ways that federal government can actually cross-train employees and share resources just to be able to, you know, address some of those challenges that they face.
The comprehensive solution is one that people have talked about. I think we're still waiting to see what that might look like. Do you have some thoughts about building all of those pieces that you talked about in a comprehensive approach?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think that it needs to be a solution that, you know, starts right from the beginning. So it's from acquiring right through developing, engaging, retaining, and ultimately transitioning and then transferring knowledge. So for me, it's just trying to look at each of those buckets and identify programs where we're much more thoughtful right from the beginning of an acquisition professional's life cycle through the end of an acquisition professional's life cycle. And I do think that a number of agencies are starting to do that. So it's not just, oh, here's an issue, let's go out and hire. I think it's much more, let's be planned and thoughtful in how we manage the acquisition professional through their entire life cycle.
Is it fair, though, for an observer to look at the way things are being done and draw the conclusion that that's mostly how it's being done now, that, oh my heavens, we need to hire this many people, and so we're just going to run out and grab a bunch of people as best we can?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard. I think there are still, you are reactionary, and often that's kind of the first response. But at the same time, I think there's a number of initiatives out there that are pushing agencies to be much more thoughtful and to develop kind of their strategic plans, their strategic human capital plans for how they're going to manage the workforce. So I think always kind of making sure you have that plan in place is important. And yeah, I think, you know, typically people go to that first response, let's go out and hire, but much more I am starting to see that agencies are thinking of ways to strategically manage their human capital.
Erin, it's great to talk to you. I appreciate you taking some time to be on with me today.
I appreciate it.
Erin Pater is the Vice President of Federal Management Partners Incorporated. You can